Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
First, we want to talk about neighborhood policing. And you think about neighborhood preparedness, not being a police officer, because we have police officers, but about, you know, you're in a neighborhood. Most people don't know this, because if you walk around looking at folks, they're looking at digital devices, right? I mean, they're looking at their iPhones, pads,
Androids
and all that. You know, and some people may say, well, I can't believe we're just playing games on that thing. Well, the truth is, technology does so much. They actually could be balancing their checkbook. They could be paying bills. They could be talking to their children. They could be checking numbers. So when you look at somebody that's looking at a digital device, you can't just automatically say, you know, they're just doing nothing, not paying attention. They may be taking care of responsibilities. There's a day you had to wait to get to a phone before you can get to a lot, or had to drive to the utility company, or you had to mail something off, and it was a little bit slower. And so technology is really helping us out today. As a matter of fact, I was sitting in a grocery store parking lot waiting for Donna to come out, and she was in there buying some lettuce. Let us pray. And I was watching these folks. I'm thinking, like, look at these guys and their technology. I mean, everybody's the mothers and the children. They're just, you know, playing games and doing all that kind of stuff. I just said, don't do. I'm saying that. And I thought, I just can't believe it. We're just so hooked on technology. And that's just crazy. That stuff's got to stop. And then I looked at mine and kept on working on mine. Because from the other side, when people's looking at you, they just think it's whatever you're doing is not that important. Right. But today you could be turning on your security system in your house. You could be watching cameras when people are trying to break into your front door. You know, you could be telling a local official how much you appreciate what they're doing by posting something on a Facebook. I mean, so many different things.
Sure.
And so it expands things. But in that, what happens is we are in this physical world. We're going to have to look up. And one thing the Lord, I was doing prayer walks, Luke 10 type prayer walks in my community, and just praying and asking the Lord to bless my neighbors, and just praying over their marriages and their businesses and all that, as I caught my breath. Lord, no. And I was just praying. The Lord laid on my heart, this was some time back, to start a neighborhood watch. And I'm like, time is something that we'll have an eternity we're not going to have here.
Exactly.
Every second we invest is in the kingdom.
That's right.
Every second.
One person who totally understands this, I know, is Steve Hill. He does not waste a second. Mm-hmm. He is an example for so many folks. But we just invest. It takes both of our brain cells to do everything going on. But so I'm walking, doing this prayer walk, and I'm saying, Lord, you know, help my neighbors, bless them, bless their marriages, bless their children, give them creative ideas, you know, protect them so that your angels around them, and these different things like this that you can pray, and pray that his kingdom would come. And then God answers prayer. But quite often when you're praying, you'll find out he'll make you part of the answer. He'll make you, and it's not a negative thing, because somebody who's actually prayed and researched what God says and God's revealing things to you, you understand what needs to be done. So like most American Christians, I put it off for about a year or two. You think about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, God's called me in the mission field. That was about 5 years ago. I was like, that country's not even there anymore, son. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not there anymore. It's got a new tyrannical leader now.
Crimea is now Russian.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
And because I was there in the neighborhood, so I thought, you know, I can respond. And so God sent two separate neighbors to me. And they said, you know, we were talking about starting a neighborhood watch, and and we were thinking, you know, would you? And they came different times. Mm-hmm. And would you be okay to doing this?
To do that?
I'm thinking, okay, God. I mean, to them, I'm saying yes to them. But the truth is, I had God's voice all in me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to start that, and it's confirmation. There was that. God will speak to you. Truly, it wasn't a delay. It was timing. And because things are coming, and this is why we're talking about, things are coming to America that the only security and safety you're going to have is going to be your brother, your neighbor, one right next door to you. And love your neighbor as yourself, right? And greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friend. It's not just police officers that come out here and lay down their life for us every day. We need to be there for each other and protect each other. And one aspect of that, when I watched this news last night with this lady that just lost it, she probably had postpartum depression, but she was pregnant. She had kids in the vehicle, and she drove her car into the ocean
Oh, yeah.
She drove it into the ocean, and citizens, you know, just driving by, saw that, and they went and rescued that whole family.
Wow.
And that's how we have to do it, because these things are going to happen in our neighborhoods. And the first thing you got to do, and so look at your local police department, your local sheriff's department's website, because they probably have classes. They probably have classes to begin to relate you to what you can do, who is the emergency management people in your community, FEMA, police, school. You'd be surprised how much authority your school board has there, because it's all about education and all the staff and that type of thing. And EMS, emergency management systems that come out and bring a rescue out, the fire department and what they do, and just kind of understand those kind of things. Because really, we've been so blessed that you can live a life and life just happens. All these protective elements happen and you don't even know how they happen. Mm. We just take them for granted. But when the economy gets tight, when multiple fires happen, when multiple problems happen in a city, you only have so many officers to be able to help you. And one example, that was Hurricane Katrina. Mm. And the officers had a debate, well, am I going to go help my family or am I going to protect your family? You know, am I going to protect this store or am I going to go in here and shop for some groceries? And they were literally right. in uniform. Wow. Yeah. One of the officers, this lady officer, was walking through and she was putting stuff in a shopping cart. Mm-hmm. She has family. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has the same issues that anybody else. What do you do at a time like that? And it was going to be flooded out. It was right there on Canal Street. So think about this. So they talk about, you know, in different classes, and some of the classes that I've seen is this called, you know, neighborhood leadership academies and things of that nature. And they can help you begin to get tours of your city and how to start a neighborhood watch. And of course, I did. I contacted our local sheriff's department and I talked to them about setting up a neighborhood watch. And what do you know? They helped us start one up and have been working with us. And but it's a simple thing to do. Secondly, is begin to build relationship with your neighbors. We should have done that anyway as believers, as Christians. You should find out there's somebody in your neighborhood that might be, if it was cold and their heat went out, they would not live through the night.
Yeah,
because right. of their age, because of their medical conditions. There could be a single mother who has children in there that she doesn't, if something's going down, she might not be able to protect what's going on. There's some that can, but some that can't. And there's others that are in your neighborhood, in your community, your neighborhood, that may have a spouse that's going through some sort of sickness, maybe like Alzheimer's or something of that nature, mm-hmm. that all their attention is paid to caretaker for that person. And so they're just out of society at the time. They need somebody mm-hmm. to come by and check on them. And there's just so many different things. The big thing is being a Christian. Just love. Be a Christ follower in your neighborhood and go around every now and then and just say, everything all right? Mm-hmm. With the technology, you can actually email with one email. You can email all of your neighbors and they can email back to you. If something happens and you start building those relationships. What's very, very important is when trouble comes into your neighborhood is that you as your neighbors, you know each other. You know that that's so-and-so's son. That's no suspect. That's not no stranger right there. That's somebody that the situation they had in Brownsville where they thought that somebody was a stranger walking right. in their parking lot. And the truth was, it was somebody that sat by her for 5 years because she built no relationship. So she called the police officer. Mm. She called the sheriff's department, police department on a fellow Christian that was in her parking lot. You know why? She never took time to build relationships. So just because you're sitting beside someone in your church, just because you're sitting beside someone or living beside someone in your community doesn't mean you know each other. Right. And I mean, we don't want to be that, you know, they say that a neighbor that stays too long, and Proverbs talks about neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Like if they're always in your house, you know, talk about that. Read Proverbs about that. But it's not about, you know, oh, let's have dinner together. It's like, okay, all right.
Oh, you again.
But some sort of formatted situation. And, you know, what we started doing was we first went around, Donna and I, we went around every single house in our community. It took us 2 days we got off of work at the end of the day, and we just went to every single house and introduced ourselves and told them what we were doing. We were going to have a meeting, and in that meeting, we were just going to talk and decide out loud, is there anything we want to do here? And we found out, we went around, that people were being broke into. Mm. People's cars were being broke into. Their houses were being broke into. Their garages were being broke into. And we didn't realize till we went around in this small community, a small neighborhood, that people were being victimized continually over and over again. One particular lady, she goes to the store and comes back maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes later. All of her valuables, her jewelry and everything was gone. And it was like, we didn't even know this was going on. Because of this way it is, people just watch their TVs and look at technology, just kind of live separate lives. And the thing, when it comes to security and building a safe neighborhood, you're going to have to know each other. Because just because she or he looks like a suspicious person, it could be your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about that. Think about this Roy Middleton. Mm. You know, Roy Middleton, this man is in his own house, in his own driveway, and his neighbor across the street sees him in his own driveway, and he obviously doesn't know him well, and calls the police on his own, the citizen that's in his own house in his own neighborhood. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happened in Brownsville, where we're talking about that mm-hmm. situation. And if you don't know somebody, how are you going to know whether they are a part of your neighborhood or not? And the best thing is just get, you know who they are. Know who they are and start building a relationship. And that takes time to do that. And understand this. And what I found out is that my neighbors believe in the Second Amendment. I have neighbors that believe in the Second Amendment, and they have all kinds of Second Amendment security, and they're not worried about a lot of things. But they also, once they began to find out what was happening, they had this natural compassion that came out and said, you know, I'll stand up for this person. I'll stand up for that. And I remember one of my neighbors and myself, he came and got me because one of the single ladies that live in our neighborhood, her front door was ajar at like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were, so he came and got me, we're going to go together. And so we go over there, and it's been a long time. I've been a police officer for a while, and I mean, he's real tight behind me. And we're going there, and the door, you push it open. Not to the door. The door just swung open, and it's like dark in the house. And you're thinking, every thought, you know, just hits you all of a sudden. And I begin to just call out, you know, for this particular's name. Tracy! No, that's what it is. I'm just joking. And called out for this person's name, and it took a while. I mean, everything's going through your head, you know, that, mm-hmm. you know, oh my goodness, a real, real sweet lady. I'm not going to say too much about her because anyway, but we find out that she just did not close her door good. And it was open by about 4 inches. And, when she was sleeping in her room.
Wow.
But we're able to be there for her, but it's because we built that relationship. Mm-hmm. He came and got me, we went together and we were able to be there for so the three of us were working together. And what happens is whether you meet all the time, understand this, that as long as you have a core group of people that you're connected and a way to communicate with everybody, if something goes down and things have gone down, instantly we communicate with each other. And it's so cool because they're starting to email back and forth and go, thank you, I appreciate you watching after that. One particular lady, and we're going to go to break, I know, that she got her house burglarized while she was at work. Hmm. And immediately an email was sent out to the whole neighborhood, I mean, moments after the a burglary took place, and one of the neighbors who works out of his home came all the way around to the other side of the neighborhood, who never would have known her outside of building those relationships, and comforted her.
Wow.
And was there for her because her husband, she wasn't single, but her husband was out of the state
mm-hmm.
working, but she was single at that moment. And one of the neighbors who met through that, and it's like,
wow, that's awesome.
I was so proud of our neighbors, you know, but it took hearing from God, you know, getting together, not telling people what we're going to do, because mm-hmm. you have to want to do it, and begin to just explore that. And what I did was contact the local sheriff's department and, or maybe it's a police department where you're at, and begin the neighborhood watch part, but understand there's so many different other areas. And now we have leaders come out and speak to our neighborhood, people that are running for office, people that are for different things, people that are presently in leadership to tell us what we need to know and to educate us about the water system, garbage, electricity, whatever it is. And it's like, wow, it's like, wow, community.
Mm. Wow.
And it's important because what's about to come on the face of the earth and what's about to come to America, you're going to need to know your neighbors. But just being Christians, he says that we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best ministry we could ever do is probably within 2 or 3 blocks of where you live and just be there.
Yeah.
And I love my neighbors and I'm there for them and they're there for us. And it's so encouraging. And we're going to go to the break. But one of my neighbors said this, and one of my neighbors is going through some physical stuff, and we were all meeting. And this is what made my day. He says, you know what, Greg? And everybody's just listening. Yes. He goes, I just feel so much safer that you're doing this.
Wow.
And I thought, man, that's like a Jesus thing, isn't it? That's what we're supposed to do. Be there for each other. And you can do that in your neighborhood. To find out more, go to VFNTV.com. and we'll have details for you on the torch, the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and look for a neighboring neighborhood preparedness, loving your neighbor as yourself. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.